there's always a very heightened activity at the end of the year because many small incremental purchases, many more small incremental purchases than what you would see earlier in the year. So we reaffirmed that pattern, and then we took some real effort to try and figure out how much of the addressable dollars are still left in the accounts by the end of the fiscal year. And we came up with a number of $114 billion. And, of course, that's from 1st of July through 30th of September.
And so what does this actually mean to folks, to contractors out there, but also to agencies that are in the throngs of this?
Well, what we would like contractors to really understand here is that there are so many complex processes that both the agencies and the contractors have to comply with to really understand what it means for X number of dollars to be available. I mean, I could pull a dollar bill out of my pocket, and I could say, what am I going to spend this on tomorrow? I don't know. It could be a cup of coffee. I guess not anymore. You can't get a cup of coffee.
I don't know where you're going. When we get off air, tell me where you're going, because I want that cup of coffee.
You know, or am I going to spend it on some toll money on Dulles Toll Road?
There you go.
You know, I don't know. But the way the government is structured, with all of the thousands of pages of appropriations law that are controlled by GAO and documented by GAO, there are lots of different steps and stages you have to go through to use the money correctly by the end of the fiscal year, or let it expire, or let it transfer over into succeeding years, because some money is of multi-year dimensions, sometimes even no-year dimensions, where it lasts more than a particular fiscal year. So we think it's very important for contractors and the government, of course, to understand that.
One of the things, I mean, I'm guessing that most agencies aren't going to just allow this money to pass, because we've already seen one House committee, I believe, that looked at VA and saw that they hadn't spent all their money. And so they said, well, we're not going to, then we won't give you as much for the next fiscal year. So, I mean, that's the big concern on agencies' part, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it unfortunately, it creates a culture, and the culture is consistent with the law. If you don't spend that money, somebody may come by and take it away from you.
Yeah.
And certainly for the succeeding years, you may not get as much as you had planned. I think that some agencies have become more sophisticated in their budget justifications to be able to demonstrate to Congress, the appropriators, that they need to have a certain amount of money set aside for major programmatic activities or even for emergency responses.
Yeah.
So, sometime in the future, I don't know when, we're going to kind of get this thing worked out.
Yeah. Sure. I'm sure it'll happen. So the number that you gave, remind me of the number again.
$114 billion.
So what does that actually mean? How do contractors actually get at this money?
Well, like I was mentioning before, a lot of the end of the year purchases tend to be commodity based.
Yeah.
And it might be even a small study. You know, I need to conduct a study by the end of the fiscal year because I need some planning for the next fiscal year. So things that are small and incremental, you know, computing equipment, for instance, the resellers of computing equipment, have gangbuster type of operations and sales at this time of the year. But what contractors need to pay attention to is to take advantage of this end-of-year spending. They need to plan months in advance,
yeah,
sometimes back into February or March, working with their customers to align the business plans of the government and the opportunity chasing of the contractor, to align them together. So for the bigger types of jobs that might be multi-million dollars, that you could take advantage of this end-of-the-year spending because you have been developing acquisition plans in synchronization with the government over that period of time. And so you've got the two different kinds of spending that can occur. And because that there's usually poor prior planning. The kind of planning that should have occurred in the past often doesn't. And so end-of-year spending tends to be more commodity-based, higher frequency, smaller dollars per order.
You know, and very rushed into it. I mean, part of the challenge with this season is everything is has to be done now because there is this deadline at the end of September.
Absolutely.
And so a lot of people pushing paper around and maybe not always making the best decisions.
Yeah, and that's what you know concerns us too. We really think that not only should the government be paying more attention to it, but also the contractors, so that they do develop this synchronized approach to spending money a year so you can avoid mistakes.
So how do you go about doing, I mean, part of this is being in touch with your client, with your customers, and making sure you're on the same page.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, contractors need to be sensitive to what those customers go through, the fact that there aren't enough people in the acquisition workforce that can do these orders quickly with low risk, to recognize that there are all these funding complexities you have to deal with, understand those processes, and then ultimately, yes, work with your customers so that you can be in synchronization with each other.
And are there particular agencies, either in the defense side or and in the civilian side, that have more money that they have to spend in this season than others?
Yes, there are. I mean, most of them are on track for spending the monies or funds that are actually expiring by 30 September, which could be money that was appropriated for this year, could have been appropriated a couple years ago, but things are expiring. So everybody's pretty much in line. But we saw some interesting anomalies that we can't read too much into because of the way that different agencies report and the different colors of money that they have. You know, we saw Department of Energy being a little bit behind. We saw Department of Labor being significantly ahead of the game, ahead of a lot of their contemporaries. But we can't read a lot into it because there are lots of activities that go on within these agencies that are unique to some form of appropriation or authorization, you know, driven by Congress or some agency initiative.
And it's important for folks to remember that not all, just because the whole budget doesn't have to be spent by the end of September, by 30 September, there are parts of it that will have to.
Absolutely. And when I give you these numbers, like the $114 billion, that's the amount of expiring funds this year, expiring by 30 September, that have yet to be spent.
And again, when we talk about the people saying this end of the year, essentially a binge, this becomes even more complex every most years when we don't have a budget in place, as it seems like we won't again this year, because agencies are squashed on the beginning part, so they don't have that early season to do this planning, and so it even gets pushed more towards the end of the year.
That's absolutely correct. And then there's the concern, the uncertainties with the appropriation cycle for the next year. So if you're starting some new effort, you may have done great planning in this year, but you don't even know if you can execute a contract option in the next year.
Yeah.
If you're under continuing resolution and it's a continuing effort, yes, probably, but there may be some other constraints. I mean, look what Secretary Gates has been saying on the Hill. You know, if you don't give me this war funding, we may have to stop paying people. You know, I mean, it's really a very complicated process that a lot of people don't grasp.
I was talking to an ACT IAC group of small businesses and trying to explain the budget process, and then the procurement process. And these two things, of course, have all sorts of impact on one another, but in a way run almost parallel to each other. So that can get very confusing to folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just can be baffling. And if you're a small business and don't have an enormous business development team, well, that's what you're there for, right?
We hope so.
Yeah, there you go.